This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. That's very exciting. That's the headline of the Dirt Alert this afternoon. There are some other celebrity-adjacent headlines that we need to discuss. Jack White is the last-minute replacement on this weekend's episode of Saturday Night Live as a music guest. He's going to rock. He's replacing country singer Morgan Wallen, who was yanked from the show after breaking COVID-19 safety protocols, by making out with a lot of people down at the University of Alabama over the weekend, and the TikTok video surfaced. Now, Lauren Michaels says that Wallen's going to be invited back at a later date.
I think that's nice. Yeah,
he can't perform this weekend.
Right.
Yeah. What do you guys think of this new movie? Angelina Jolie and Christoph Waltz are in talks to star in a new movie called Every Note Played. I don't know if you've guys read this book. It's based off a book by Lisa Genova.
We've had Lisa Genova on our show for a different book.
About Alice.
Still Alice, if you ever read that. But she is a really great author.
She writes
amazing books.
So you guys haven't read Every Note
Played? I don't think so.
All right. Well, it sounds dramatic. So, Angelina Jolie's going to play a character named Karina, who is the ex-wife of an accomplished concert pianist played by Richard. That's going to be the Christoph Waltz character, who is diagnosed with ALS, and Karina reluctantly steps in to be his caregiver.
Oh, it's going to be an uplifting movie, everybody.
It's going to be
Genova, that's what she writes about. She does write about that. Like, Still Alice is about someone losing their memory.
Yes, it is.
You know,
and
so
there was a movie made, Julianne Moore.
Moore was in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she does write about that stuff, real life stuff that people will have. And they probably, that seems like good casting to me.
Yes, there you go. Little Oscar bait. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to John Oliver. He officially has a waste facility named after him in Danbury, Connecticut.
Oh, did that finally happen? Oh, my gosh.
The Danbury, Connecticut City Council voted this week to name a sewer plant after the host of Last Week Tonight as a response to him making the town the butt of his jokes. So the mayor of Danbury said, congratulations, Mr. Oliver. You now have a poop plant named after you. Mm-hmm. They voted 18-1 last night to approve the John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, you know, he said, here's the joke. He said, if you're going to forget a town in Connecticut, why not forget Danbury? Because, and this is true, bleep Danbury. That segment aired on August 16th.
I remember watching that one. Then the next week he was like, the city of Danbury is not happy with us.
No. So they went forward with the bit and played it out. Here's your punchline.
I think he raised some money or something for the town.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he did something nice. He's a good guy, that John Oliver.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes showing off a new tattoo on his tattoo artist's Instagram page, sparking speculations that it may be a tribute to his girlfriend, Camila Cabello.
Well, I can't believe you said those words without choking.
Right. Well, we'll get to that in a little bit, Julia. So the tattoo reads Little Sunflower. It's in cursive on Sean's ribs. Now, fans were quick to flood the comments, many pointing out that sunflowers are Camila's favorite flower. I don't know how they know this, but you know, there you go.
Do those two still have their thing? Because there sure aren't any photos of them.
No. Well, here's the thing, Lori.
Is their fake romance broken up?
No. It did over the summer.
Oh, it did.
Now it's back because Shawn Mendes has a new album that he's going to be releasing
soon. All right, there you go.
Yeah. Now, others said that this could be a tribute to his sister, Aaliyah. She's a fan of sunflowers, too. Now, nobody's commenting
about
this.
Well, it's a tribute to Julia and I and you, Holly, yes, because we absolutely adore sunflowers.
Oh, I mean, they're our favorite flowers. Could be a tribute to anybody, for Pete's sake, we don't know. Want to let you know that Steve Carell is officially returning to The Morning Show Season 2. Apple made the announcement today. They're going to start filming in mid-October. He's reprising the role of Mitch Kessler in that show.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, so they made that official. Now, moving over to a little bit of serious news here. Now, this is concerning the shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. She was shot in the foot earlier this summer out and about late at night in Los Angeles. Now, the person, somebody has been charged with this, and it's Tory Lanez. He claims that the truth will come out after he was charged yesterday with shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot this summer. Now, he reminded fans that a charge is not a conviction, adding, if you've supported me or Meg through this, I genuinely appreciate you. Now, Lanez is facing one felony count each of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle as well. Megan has not responded about this, but she's been pretty vocal about this incident. She shared pictures of the wound on her foot. It's right around the calf. It's pretty graphic.
I've actively avoided this story because I have found it to be so confusing.
It is.
What happened? Where it happened? What was going on? Who did it? It was very confusing.
Yeah, it is, quite frankly. I mean, I think there's a lot of unanswered questions with this case, but it seems that the Los Angeles County District Attorney has enough evidence to charge Lanez with the shooting.
All right.
So there you go. We don't really have more information than that for you. Coming back to a story that we talked about at the Dirt Alert update at the 3 o'clock hour, Tiger King star Doc Antle has been indicted on wildlife trafficking charges in Virginia. Now, if you remember Doc Antle from the Tiger King docuseries, he is the owner of the South Carolina Myrtle Beach Safari. He's the one with all the ladies.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would come to work for him.
Yes. And I couldn't stand that guy. He's such a creep.
Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's the one who had the creepy vibes. Now, he has been charged with one felony count of wildlife trafficking, one felony count of conspiracy to wildlife traffic, and other misdemeanor charges relating to animal cruelty and the Endangered Species Act. So the DA in Virginia has discovered that Antle allegedly trafficked lion cubs between Virginia and South Carolina.
See, I mean, that's what happened. I mean, he participated in that Tiger King, and I knew he was going to get busted for something because it brought so much attention to him, but I thought it would be maybe for something else.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they got him for that.
Yeah, you know, and I think that we've talked about this with the Tiger King docuseries, that if there is one good thing that would come out of it, it would be the passage of legislation.
Yeah.
That would outlaw this kind of animal cruelty.
It's called the Big Cat Sanctuary Act, and it's been lingering in Congress since 2002.
Yes, I knew you had the exact verbiage of that.
Yeah.
It's been lingering there. People can do something about
this. It would just say that nowhere in the United States is it legal to own a lion, tiger, or bear.
Oh,
or leopard, you know, that people can't own it.
Right.
There's like 8 states that allow it.
Yeah. And finally, Gwen Stefani says it's pretty cute when people mistakenly call Blake Shelton her husband. She's okay. She's here for it. Oh,
the voice must be coming back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, listening to Lori and Julia for their weekend picks is a rewarding reason to listen to this station. But did you know you can also get rewarded just for listening on the app and on the stream? That's right. We've got AirPods to give away this month, restaurant gift cards, and more. Sign up for listener rewards at mytalk1071.com or at the app.
Thank you, Rocco. All right.
Give us a weekend pick, Rocco.
Today's weekend picks are sponsored by AARP Minnesota, where they are helping giving rights to seniors, and seniors start very young people. We're talking 50 plus.
Right.
And they've got a great website, aarp.org.
They always know what's going on. They have a good thing.
MN. They have great stuff going on, and they sponsor a lot of stuff in this community. So we're glad that they sponsor us.
All right,
so
Rocco,
tell us what's happening.
Okay, what are you picking?
What I'm going to do on Sunday night, I did not participate in the Princess Bride live script reading or the Fast Times live script reading that everybody talked about, but I am going to watch the Dazed and Confused live script reading.
Oh, good.
That's Sunday night, and they got all the big hits, like Ben Affleck's going to be there, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh my gosh.
Parker Posey.
Where do you watch it?
That is, you go to a website and you click. Well, how did you watch the?
I didn't.
Okay.
We watched it on Facebook, I think, or I can't remember if it was YouTube, or we watched it live, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, the website's not easy to remember, but just Google
script reading.
The money goes to Get Out the Vote, and it's going to be great. That's one of my favorite movies from early 90s.
Yeah.
It basically launched those guys' career,
Affleck
and McConaughey. And So that is what I'm going to do Sunday night on my on the patio with the projector with a couple of friends.
Fun. Cool. Yeah. Fun. All right. How about you, Julia?
All right. So this is kind of fun. If you've been missing art festivals, I know I have. Mm-hmm. Red Wing is rolling out a hybrid version. And it's
is this their fall one that
yes,
they have every year?
And it's a juried art festival, and it has it's going to have over four blocks of artists. Good. And they're separating out the artists. Masks are required, but it's going to be outside. Okay. You must wear masks. There's going to be five food trucks. There's going to be live music. Fun. It's happening this Saturday and Sunday. So I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Also,
and you could do some leaf peeping on the way down.
Yes,
there.
You can. Yes, you can do that. Also, the Renaissance Festival was canceled this year, but they are continuing what the State Fair was doing with a drive-through food thing. So you can, it's happening this weekend and next weekend. They've got 30 festival foods, including the giant turkey leg on, you know, that kind of stuff. So you can look that out. It's $20 per car. There's a lot of, you know, different things going on with mazes and corn things. Yeah. And I always think a lovely drive to Chancasca Winery is lovely. You need to make reservations. It's just an hour away, but it's beautiful. They've got great pizzas and they serve you outside. And they have a beautiful sitting area too.
Yeah.
So have a nice drive.
And tomorrow's supposed to be nice, I think.
It's supposed to be beautiful. Yeah. I thought the whole weekend was.
Maybe a little bit of a chance of rain, I think, on Sunday. But yeah, like 70s tomorrow. So
lovely.
That's very, very nice.
Yes.
Okay, some music things. If you want to check out the Keg and Case tonight, the Potluck String Band is playing at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night, I can't remember if it's Lolo's Ghost, but another band is playing. So might be coming, you know, towards the end of outdoor music, but they start at 6.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay.
And then the Jayhawks tonight are playing. You have to go to boxoffice.com mandolin.
Okay.
Or boxoffice.mandolin.com. Anyway, just Google the Jayhawks, but they're doing a performance. I think it's like $20.
Okay.
To watch that. And then tomorrow at the Hook and Ladder, they're doing these live streams from the Hook Minneapolis, and they're doing the John Prine tribute show is happening. And then there were still tickets, I know, for Sunday for sure, but the New Standards are playing outside the Crooner's Drive-In.
Oh, fun.
Tomorrow and Sunday at 7 o'clock, both those shows. So
I like it. Can I just give one more shout out for the Heights Movie Theater?
Oh, yeah. What's playing?
The Shining. Uh-oh. And Arsenic and Old Lace is next
Perfect.
Wednesday, but The Shining is playing this weekend. So if you want to go, you know, movie theaters are open.
Yes, they are.
So there's stuff happening.
And they're not busy.
They're not busy.
And they are big with tall ceilings.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, Lori. Yes, they are.
Okay, so speaking of movies, you know, we always talk about every once in a while, we think we're going to buy like movie memorabilia.
What are we going to buy now?
Well, what do you think about the white bikini featured in the 1962 movie when Honey Rider emerges from the ocean?
Is that James Bond?
That's right, Julia.
That name could only be a Bond.
That's right, Dr. Uh-huh. No. The first.
Is it Raquel Welch or who is it?
No, it's Ursula Andress the white bikini. Ursula Andress, who went on to have a child with Harry Hamlin,
yes,
who's now married to Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
And he has like a 38-year-old son. He was like 22 to her 40.
They were in Clash of the Titans together.
Yes,
that where they met?
Yes, that's where they met. And she was a tiger. And she had to have her way with them. And I don't blame her.
She was a tiger.
They were both pretty fetching back then.
And it was the perfect age apart, you know, like she didn't want to get married to him or anything, but she had one last egg that was gasping for
apparently for
a nice virile.
Right.
Piece
Young
of sperm, you know, and then she made, they had this beautiful son together. Anyway, that bikini is, it's been parodied many times. Of course, even Halle Berry wears an orange short version of when she's a Bond girl. And Ursula Andress is alive and well. Thank you for asking. She's 84.
Oh, all
And this bathing suit was previously auctioned in 2001, when Planet Hollywood's co-founder, Robert Earle, bought it for $45,000.
Wow.
Because Planet Hollywood really
they
has a lot of...
so much memorabilia.
My niece was down in New Orleans yesterday, yes, and she posted a thing. She was at the Hard Rock in New Orleans, and they had put candles and kind of a drape around Eddie Van Halen. They had right, one of his guitars. But anyway, she... so anyway, that's when it was last up for auction, and it is going up for auction next week. And do you know what they think it's going to sell for?
How much did it go for? 45?
45,000 when the Planet Hollywood guy bought it. And
I'm going to say $1 million. What size is it? Can we buy it and wear it?
No, Julie, you never wear it.
I kind of feel like you just want to wear one of these things once.
No, you can get one made. I suppose you could buy one similar, but you're going to have deep...
same.
You're going to have deep pockets, Julie. How you're going to have a $500,000 is what they think it's going to go for.
Yeah, I'm not buying. I'm passing.
Can you believe that?
What if we just bought the top?
No. Not separated. Price. Not separated. I bet she wishes she kept that.
Oh, my hello. Goodness.
Anyway.
Well,
but that's what they think. Maybe it'll go for more. Who knows?
Right.
Who can say?
Who can say?
Paris Hilton is she is heading to Utah this weekend to do protests out of the Provo Canyon School.
Apparently.
Paris Jackson has come out and said, oh, that place was bad news.
Remember when they sent her there?
Yeah, Kat Von D, yes, has said it. And she said, it's today they're going to be in Utah. And they're like, they got hundreds of people who are protesting because all these kids all came, at least had access to money that got sent there.
Absolutely.
So they all felt like they couldn't say anything. This was the way it was supposed to be. And anyway. Good on Paris becoming an activist.
Right,
there.
And Kat Von D's thing is really powerful when she talked about isolation for 6 months. I mean, how horrid as a teenager. I mean,
bad. So that's what Paris is doing today. And The War with Grandpa is another forgettable Robert De Niro movie that he just did for the money.
The Sofia Coppola.
I'm summing up Chris Hewitt's review today.
I like it. All right, we've got to go.
We do.
I know it's not for me. Here we are. Happy Friday. Happy. All right, so here's what's happened in the tennis world, okay?
Oh, yes, that's right.
So
big match yesterday.
Big match on Sunday. The French Open is final. Will be played against the number one and the number two men's tennis player in the world.
Is that Nadal
and Djokovic?
Djokovic. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? That's kind of exciting.
It is, but I'm worried for my Nadal. But I just want to tell you, these guys have had 55 matches against each other. Djokovic has won 29 to Nadal's 26.
Whoa.
They're at the French
Open. They're like the McEnroe and Bjorn Borg.
Yeah, Connors. But many Connors. More matches because those right. guys quit. Bjorn Borg quit at the toughest game.
Yeah.
And the thing about this is that Djokovic is a machine. With no personality, and Nadal, we want to win, but it's going to be hard.
Nadal is spicy.
He does better. This is the first time they've ever played the French Open at this time of the year, and on clay, Nadal reigns, but they're using, the balls are heavier than usual, so they're not bouncing up as high. Because of the cold conditions.
Okay, and no fans again.
And they are letting 1,000 people in.
Oh, they are. Okay.
And everyone's sitting outside with masks on.
Yeah.
Wasn't
that the thing at the last in the New York Open? It felt kind of weird because it was so empty and the
so
players were
empty.
Having a hard time.
So they kind of said they liked it because they could walk around and watch tennis and not be mobbed.
But
you know,
for
kind
when
of thing.
They played, that energy.
Weird not having the energy. But I will say because of the weather conditions, this is also going to favor Djokovic. So I'm a little worried for my guy. But tomorrow morning we've got
The women's.
Sophia Kenin, she's American, and she is just a ball buster.
Mm-hmm.
She shows no emotion, just let's get it done. But she is a competitor, and she's up against this young Polish gal who's 19. Kenin's only 21.
Oh, good.
And this Swiatek, I think her name is, mm-hmm. but she is amazing. So that's going to be good. Both of them on are 8 a.m. Saturday morning. 8 a.m.
Sunday morning.
If you want to
a
watch
day
that.
Of sports for you on Sunday,
well,
Julie.
It's
you'll
exciting.
Probably play a sport. You're going to watch a sport.
I am. I have
you got a nighttime
planned.
Sport.
I've got tennis planned. I've got stuff going. So anyway, there's your little sporty update. Sarah Silverman got has a new boyfriend during COVID.
Oh, she does?
You know how she met him?
Oh.
Playing Call of Duty. You know, when you're online and you game, like my kids have the headsets and stuff and they talk to their friends and other people. Well,
she was that
during lockdown.
What's his name? Sheen, her boyfriend from Masters of Sex, Michael Sheen. He broke her heart. She dated him for 4 years.
He then meets someone else who's having a child with him.
Yeah, like a 25-year-old. And so she's like, she's done with actors, Julia. That's what I take this to mean.
Right. And
she's just finding a gamer.
She said... through friends, they kind of said, you play video, she plays video. They started playing together. Then he came out here, which I think is to LA, and he's living here, and it's great, and we make sweet love. I feel like I'm jinxing it by talking about it. She told Ellen this yesterday, but she said, I just can't help it. So,
all right,
gamers, never know.
If it's your birthday today or you just need a birthday treat today, please take a look at our show page at Lenny Kravitz singing Love in honor of John Lennon's birthday. I really like what's going on with Lenny's dreads.
Yeah, we like his dread game.
And his whole look, he's kind of playing the piano. I don't know. He looks so good. He really does.
He's yummy.
Yeah.
He really...
But I don't know if I'm going to read his book.
No, not at all.
That Love Rule?
No.
I kind of am content right now with excerpts.
Totally.
That I'm reading here and
there. And I don't need
to
hear his voice that much. We met him in person. I've already been there, done that.
Oh, geez.
There's people I just have to pass on. I cannot read this many books. Okay, 47 years ago today, what happened in 1973?
What the hell? I don't know.
Rocco?
Did the war end?
Nixon did something.
Or Nixon
Elvis
resigned?
And Priscilla Presley got divorced in Santa Monica, California after 6 years of marriage. Priscilla, as it were, was awarded nearly $1.5 million in cash, $4,200 a month in alimony for just 1 year, half of the sale price of the couple's $750,000 home, and a 5% interest in two of Elvis' publishing companies. Which has gone on to be Elvis Presley.
And she ended up keeping their Beverly Hills. They left the courtroom
holding hands,
crying, you guys.
They just knew they loved each other, but that he couldn't.
He couldn't keep his pecker
behave.
In the, the packaging.
He couldn't.
He couldn't be with a woman once she gave birth.
That was it. That was
when she was over 16.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, definitely.
He had some
Oedipal issues, I think.
And that's Oedipus, Julia, not Oedipal.
I know. Okay, yeah. But he wasn't even in the delivery room.
No, I know. You wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have been. I mean, that's where, for some guys who aren't hunters or doctors, they just need to be up by the shoulders and the face and the head. You don't need to see all that business.
Just stay up by the shoulders.
Yeah, no, it's real hard to get stuff like that out of your mind. Visual memories.
Only Rocco, Lori... Her sister had a baby, and Lori was in the delivery room. And how old were you? 17?
No, 18? No. I was, I would have been 22. Mm-hmm. I'd seen childbirth photo, you know, that movie that they show,
But Lori was there to see it in real person,
to see the bomb that went off in my sister's pocketbook.
It ruined her for life.
No, I was just like, holy hell, is that going to go back? You know, I mean, I couldn't. It's shocking. Don't look at it if you are easily, you know, grossed out or upset by things, or if that's like been a happy place for you, maybe
it's a miracle.
It might not be a happy place. It might scare you. You might have flashbacks of it every time you're, you know, around the area. So I just say, be up and whispering sweet, loving, great words of encouragement.
Well, 80 years ago today, John Lennon's mother had a bomb go off in her pocketbook.
That's right.